kids. Oh, I'm missing my cue. My goodness. Ah, welcome. Welcome to the Twang Crust. It's Wednesday evening here on CKW. Time for both kinds of music. Yep, yep. Narcolepsy and just plain bored. Yes. We'll try and liven things up a little tonight. It's going to be my most unplanned out show ever. So don't expect much tonight. Besides the best in narcolepsy and bored. And it's going to start, whatever it is, it's going to start in seconds. Seconds. Stay tuned. See you in a minute.
Jim Bryson.
And you're listening to the Twang Twust on
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ah, what a couple of jokers. Jim Bryson there from his first album, The Occasionals, and a little number we like to call February. February. Yeah, it starts tomorrow, you know. Look at that. We got rid of January already. One or two more and we're home free. Yeah. And Jim Bryson. Boy, we haven't played Jim Bryson in a while. It's been a while since he had anything out. But the good news, a new one, in very soon, March, I believe. I believe it is. It has a funny title. I forget what it was. I would have wrote it down. Normally, I would have wrote it down and read it to you. But I'm just not on the ball today. Oh, too much work. I don't know what I'm doing today. Hi, kids. I'm your old pal, Stu. This is the Twang Trust. We play both kinds of music. And that was one of them. Coming up, the other. This, boy, we got a funny story about this one, boy. We're going to play Waylon Jennings. I don't know. Have I ever played Waylon Jennings on this show? I might not have. Oh, I must have. I know I've played the four dudes there, the Highwaymen. But I don't know if I've ever played Waylon Jennings proper. But I need to now, because there's a great story regarding this record here that I'm going to play something from on Chuck Prophet's website. Go to Chuck Prophet's website. Are you a fan yet? Have I turned anyone into a Chuck Prophet fan? I hope so. He's amazing. He was in San Francisco recently. That's where he lives. He was in a recording studio helping somebody out. I can't remember the exact details, but you can go to his website and read the whole story and see pictures. But essentially, him and his band were futzing around in a studio and helping somebody out. And the guy they were helping out, who ran the studio, decided to leave unbeknownst to them and locked them into the place. They were there for like a couple of days and couldn't leave. All they had was a portable turntable and one record to listen to. And they listened to this record like a dozen times. It's called Dreaming My Dreams by Waylon Jennings. They got to listening to it and loving it so much that somebody in the band decided that, well, they basically made a joke saying, hey, well, why don't we re-record this album? Ha ha, and everybody laughed except Chuck, who thought, that's an amazing idea. So that's what they did. They re-recorded this Dreaming My Dreams album, considering they had nothing better to do but eat peanut butter. Apparently peanut butter was the only thing they had in the studio with them. And a couple of days later, when they finally were unlocked, they had this thing to show for it. My goodness. So no official word on when it's coming out, but it sounds exciting. There's some great stuff on this album. This is it starts off with Are You Sure Hank Dennett This Way? Everybody knows that classic. And there's all kinds of classics in here, including a fabulous, fabulous Roger Miller tune that we're going to hear. This starts off the 6-12 Roger Miller break here on the Twang Trust. This is Waylon Jennings from what year was this thing coming out in? 1975 originally, Dreaming My Dreams, Mr. Waylon Jennings. Oh, wrong number. See, that's number 5, and this one is number 5 too. Ah.
I've been a fool. I've been a fool for giving you each time that you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving, but it'll be a long time gone. I loved you so much. I loved you so much. Stayed around when I should have moved along. I've been a long time leaving, but I'll be a long time gone. Hello, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. Pick up my thumb to the truck, come trees going by, looking like a fly, whooping a big legs on my Levi's. I've been a fool. I've been a fool for giving you each time that you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving, but it'll be a long time gone. Hello. Up my thumb, hear the truck come, trees going by, looking like a fly, with a big leg on my Levi's. I've been a fool.
Hey, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Woo!
Telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Yeah, I'm going right down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. If the good Lord's willing, the creek don't rise, why tomorrow I'll be there. As a child, and a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries would grow wild. There's a track strip down by the riverside where my grandma's cow used to graze. But now the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my baby days. Oh yeah, gonna make you wanna go.
Someday I'll get over you.
to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
I've been a fool, I've been a fool, forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time in leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. Loved you so much, loved you so much. I stayed around when I should have moved along. I've been a long time in leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up my thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and it look like he's flying and whoops, the big legs on my leap. I say, whoop, 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 whoop. I've been a fool, I've been a fool, forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. I say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here come a big old semi my way. I stick up my thumb, hear the truck come, but the truck goes by and it look like it's flying. It's whooping the big legs on my Levi's. They go, whoop, 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 whoop. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you've done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving you, yeah, but I'll be a long time gone. Gone, gone, gone.
Ah, the king, Roger Miller. Roger Miller there. I've been a long time leaving, but I'll be a long time gone. Waylon's version is nice and all, but, you can't touch the vocals on that one. No, sir. Before Roger was Waylon from the album that Chuck Prophet will soon be releasing a cover tribute thing of, Dreaming My Dreams. We heard sort of the title track there, Dreaming My Dreams of You. You might remember that one from the Cowboy Junkies cover on Trinity Sessions. That's what you're thinking of, wasn't it? You were trying to remember where you heard that song before. That's where you heard it. Of course, it was a 1975 hit for Crystal Gale, too. Maybe you remember that one. Chuck Prophet in there. He was doing a cover, but not a Waylon Jennings cover. He was doing a Joe South cover from, what do you know, the Joe South tribute record. Yeah. Chuck Prophet, and Don't It Make You Want to Go Home, Don't It? It does. And Waylon at the top of that set, doing that Roger Miller tune that hopefully we'll be hearing Chuck Prophet sing sooner than later. And go check out that website. It's a funny story. It's a funny story. ChuckProphet.com will get you there somehow. You can follow like 17 links or something, but it'll get you there. You got time? We got lots of new records coming out. Crazy, crazy. Got this amazing new Patty Griffin record. There's also, we have brand new Nathan. We have the new Nathan album. Can you believe it? We're going to play that tonight. We're going to feature it. We're each of them going to listen to a couple of songs off the new Lucinda Williams record that's not quite out yet, but we're going to hear it anyways. How do we do that? It's crazy. Well, what should we do first? Oh, why don't we were just talking about Crystal Gale. Why don't we play some Crystal Gale? All Crystal Gale, all the time here on the Twang Trust. I haven't heard Crystal Gale yet on Hank FM, but I'm sure I will. Have you heard Hank FM? Have you listened to it yet? It was Cafe 100, and they were trying to do like this, sort of middle-of-the-road singer-songwriter, yet somewhat cool thing, and it kind of fizzled out, and it was I liked what they were sort of trying to do, but it was ultimately it was kind of dull, really. But the owners pulled the plug, and then they went country. And the sad thing is that it's automated. There's nobody actually running the thing, or at least, well, there's somebody running it, I guess, but they're not talking to you, which is kind of annoying. But wow, check it out. They actually play good stuff. It's crazy. Like, I mean, yeah, you're going to hear Shania and, you know, whatever else you have to hear on country radio, but like 60% of the stuff is good. It's crazy. I've heard like Joe Ely and, I could go on forever with all the neat things I've heard. But we should be pushing another station here coming so close to fun drive time. My goodness, what am I doing? Speaking of fun drive, go to twangtrust.ca and look at the 2007 Twang Trust fun drive poster. It's up there. You get a sneak peek. That's all we're going to tell you about what we're giving away this year, though. We've got so much amazing stuff. I can't even start. I'd be here all day talking about it if I was going to get into it. And I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to play Crystal Gale. Why wouldn't I play Crystal Gale? This is from the soundtrack to the movie One from the Heart. All songs written by the wonderful Mr. Tom Waits.
Comes a bride, and there goes a groom. Looks like a hurricane went through this room.
Smells like a pool hall. Where's my other shoe? And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you.
Looks like you spent the night in a trench. Tell me, how long have you been combing your hair with a wrench?
The roses are dead and the violets are too. And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you.
Told you before, I won't tell you again. You don't defrost the icebox with a ballpoint pen. This railroad apartment is held together with glue. And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you. Because I know I've been swindled, but I never bargained for this. What's more, you never cared about me.
Why don't you get your own place so you can live like you do? And I'm sick and tired of picking up after you.
Take all your relatives and all of your shoes. Believe me, I'll really swing when you're gone. I'll be living on chicken and wine after we're through. Someone I pick up after you.
Someone Maybe one day along the way you remember me on this island smiling at you. How are you too? Maybe one day you'll remember. Then it won't be sad to think of all we had, all unhappy ends to be behind us then. Maybe one day along the way you'll think of me and you'll be smiling. Maybe one day. Maybe you will. Maybe one day you remember.
Fairy tales can come true.
Think of all you'll derive on a everybody. This is Carrie and Devin from Nathan, and you are listening to
The High and Lonesome Sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I can't do this, really.
From Winnipeg's own Nathan. Yes, the album is Key Principles. And there you have it, The Wind. The Wind. That might be what I'd call the quintessential Nathan song there. Oh, Nice. Yeah, I was going to end that set with Tom Waits, but I thought, oh, no, Nathan would go perfect here. If Tom Waits was a 12-year-old girl, he'd be Nathan, I think. Doesn't that make sense? I don't know. Anyways, that was Tom Waits before that from Orphans. We heard him crooning his way through Young at Heart. Yes, Patty Griffin before that from her brand new amazing record, Children Running Through. We heard You'll Remember, a little jazzy thing that it starts off with. And speaking of little jazzy things, Tom Waits again with Crystal Gale. Yes, Crystal Gale here on the Twang Trust. From the soundtrack to the movie One from the Heart. Tom was up for an Oscar for this album, but he lost. I wonder what he lost to. Something that nobody remembers. But everybody, all good-hearted people, listen to this soundtrack often. It's true. New Nathan. Let's hear something more from this thing. It's boffo. It is. And their CD release bash is coming up soon. And you know what? If you don't go buy a ticket to it in the next couple of days, you're going to be out of luck. Honest to gosh. I doubt you'll be able to get tickets after this weekend. They're down to a handful left. So if you want to go, and I know you do, go buy a ticket now, because you're going to be sad if you don't. And it's going to be just a star-studded night. Starts off with Teen Rockers Purity, then Chords of Canada versus Mike Trike in a battle to the finish of some sort. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that's all about. But we're going to find out. We're going to ask Nathan about that when they come in here to the CKW studios during our Fun Drive show. It's true. February 14th, Valentine's Day, Nathan will be here. Yes, indeed. Along with, I won't even tell you what else is going to happen on Fun Drive show, Twang Trust edition. It's going to be amazing. You gotta save your money now. Put a few bucks away and call me up and give me tons of dough on Valentine's Day. You know you want it. You know you love it. It's Valentine's Day, for Pete's sake. Ah, yes. Anyways, more Nathan from Key Principles. It's a wonderful thing. You know, the cool thing about this record is there's a lots of little things. Like, it was produced by a guy who's done stuff like The New Pornographers and such pop things. And there's things on this record that, in theory, are very poppy. You'd think, oh, my goodness, that's something that a super slick pop band would do. But somehow Nathan does it, and it's not slick at all. And it's still them. It's still that weird, rootsy strangeness that they do so well. So for instance, how about this one here? This is a neat one. Number 3. So you got a groove. You got to check out the hand claps. And there's horns all over this thing. And that's the cool thing. The CD release bash, you wouldn't think they'd be able to pull this stuff off, because there's all sorts of horns in here. There's horn sections. They're going to have a tuba. They promised to have a tuba player at the West End Cultural Center. Can you believe it? When is that show anyways? Let's tell you about it. It's Friday, February 23rd at the West End Cultural Center. If I didn't mention that, I don't think I mentioned the date. Friday, February 23rd. Coming, well, it's like a month away, but get your tickets now, because they ain't going to be there much longer. And you know why? Because the record sounds like this.
You change the locks on the chandelier. Dug up the daffodils I planted in our first year. Cupboards filled with bottles of pills. English ivy wilting on the windowsill. Patter of slippers up the stairs, but there's no one there. And the daffodils keep coming back. Your head pulling pipes from the wall. Trees bend.
nature covers up the tracks, but the daffodils keep coming back. Bluster will replace the plans that you made. You buried the bones in the garden and covered your tracks. Now the daffodils keep coming back. Spring's over, but the daffodils keep coming back. Spring's over, but the daffodils keep coming back. Close the windows, pull the shades.
Under my feet, when I Winnipeg. This is Vic Chestnut. You know what you're listening to. Twang Trust.
What a terrible way to see Omaha from the parking lot of the budget motel. Starry night meets ochre yellow in a sea of gray in the concrete bay. And the service
Principles, the brand new record from Nathan here on the Twang Trust. That was a little number called Terrible Way to See Omaha. Indeed. Sounds like it. Before that, we heard a couple more from the same record. We heard Scarecrow and Daffodils. Dig them horns, huh? And them horns will be there at the West End Cultural Center on February 23rd when Nathan officially releases this thing. And here's the cool thing about the whole deal. Nobody else in the country is going to get to buy an actual copy of the CD until June. June, yes. If you want to have a copy of this Nathan album and you want to get it before June, your one and only chance is to go to the CD release show. It's true. They're releasing it down in the States before they release it in Canada officially. Apparently, you'll be able to get it like on iTunes or something in about a month or so. But you won't actually be able to buy a hard copy until June. Yeah, so you've been warned. Go buy your tickets, like, tonight, for Pete's sake. Yeah, because if you wait much longer than tonight, you may find yourself out of luck. There, you've been warned. Oh, look at that. 5 minutes till the hour of 7 when we're supposed to do the entertainment guide, but this next set of music I have planned is, like, probably 13 minutes long, so we're going long. We're going long. Be prepared. Speaking of entertainment guide, in the entertainment guide, we'll be, of course, telling you who's playing here Thursday, March 1st at the MTS Center. It's Van Morrison. Yeah, how about that, huh? Are you going? Did you get tickets yet? Officially, they're not on sale till Friday, but there's been pre-sales. There's the official pre-sale was today, I guess, but there was also one yesterday. when smart folks got theirs. It's true. Van Morrison had his own little pre-sale on his own little website. And if you were lucky, you got tickets like me. Yeah, you're paying through the nose. I didn't know if I was going to go. You know, I mean, I heard about it. It's been announced for a while. And it's also been announced for a while that the top price is $150 plus. So, I don't know. I was pretty leery about it. I had to do some investigating to see how worthwhile he is these days. You never know. You never know with these old guys. So I asked a few folks who may have seen him in recent years what they thought. And I did get some reports from folks who saw him very recently. In fact, he played the Austin City Limits Festival last year. And someone who was there said it was smoking. That was the official description, smoking. Somebody else who saw another show said it wasn't all that long, but what it was really great. So it's going to be one of those things probably where, you know, the band comes on and plays for, you know, half an hour, and then Van comes on, that sort of thing. And, you know, and he takes a half-hour break in the middle and stuff, and, you know, that's always sort of lame. I remember, I don't know if you were there, a couple of years back when the Jayhawks played at the Forks. There was a big, it was one of them Muddy Rivers Music Festival things, those free things. And I got to be host for a day. It was a lot of fun. And I got to introduce this old blues guy, Otis Rush, who's like a great old blues guy and all. But, you know, I did my homework and I wrote up this great little intro and I memorized it and stuff. And I didn't even have a script there. I was reading it off the cuff, but I said it all. And I had this thing all planned out and it was going to be this great introduction to this guy, right? So I'm here, I'm telling everybody all about Otis Rush and what a great influence he was and all this stuff on music and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and here he is, folks, Otis Rush. And, you know, the band's there and the band's kicking in. It sounds great. And, you know, where's Otis? Well, Otis was still back. I mean, he was standing beside me backstage like a second before I went on. I was assuming he was going to be following me. No, he went back and had a drink or something, let the band play for like 15 minutes before he actually came on. Made me look pretty dumb, I'll tell ya. I ain't inviting Otis Rush to my house for lunch anytime soon. Yeah. Anyways, Van Morrison. He's got his latest record, Pay the Devil. It's a country record. Crazy. So we can play it on this show. This is a country music show, did you know? We play both kinds of music here on this show. And this is one of the kinds, as luck would have it. And on this country album that he does my very, very, very favorite George Jones song. Van Morrison doing my favorite George Jones song. It's crazy. It's amazing. And we're going to play it now. And let's hope he does it come March 1st, huh?
Oh, the faucet started dripping in the kitchen last night. Your picture fell down from the wall, and today the boss said, "Sorry, son, I can't use you anymore." And tonight the light bulb went out down the hall. Oh, things have gone to pieces since you left me. Nothing turns out half right now, it seems. But three nickels and a dime, and I'm holding to the pieces of my dreams. Somebody threw a baseball through my window. The arm fell bought my favorite chair today. Oh, the man, he came today. Say, haul all my things away. If I didn't get my payments made by 10, things have gone to pieces since you left me. Now nothing turns out half right, now it seems. Three nickels and a dime, and I'm holding to the pieces of my dreams.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. Say beware,
she comes, rolling up my stair. Here she comes, wasn't you the whole in a period dress?
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, yes. Time now for CKUW's Entertainment Guide. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. Well, let's see what's happening over at that Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Let's see. Tomorrow night, the Derangers will be holding court. Friday, Roger Maron from the Fred Eaglesmith Band. Once upon a time, it's the Roger Maron Band now. He Keys at Times Change Friday. Saturday, it's Matt Monsoon and Friends. Saturday night's the big one, boy. Down at the Crescentwood Community Center, Corden and Rockwood is the place to be. Saturday night, it's the annual Hatcher Briggs Band. Yes, indeed. Doing their annual show at Crescentwood. That means it's going to be frigidly cold. It always is. And yes, that's what it's going to be. Hatcher Briggs, indeed. We'll be hearing something from them boys in the next hour of the show. That same Saturday night, CKW and CanPalNet present Dance Down the Wall 3, a fundraiser for the International Solidarity Movement. That's happening this Saturday at the Winnipeg Press Club, the lower level of the Ramada Marlborough. Doors at 8:30, tickets are $10 and available at Mondragon and the Winnipeg Press Club. Join us for dancing and romancing and get your piece on. You can also get your piece on next Friday, February 9th, at the West End Cultural Center for their tribute to Joe Strummer and The Clash, another annual event at the West End. This year featuring The Windups, The Sub-City Dwellers, The Crackdown, and The Afterbeat. Sunday, February 11th, Jesse DiNatale and Matt Epp at the West End Cultural Center. That's where everything's happening throughout February and even into March. Nothing is happening anywhere but the West End Cultural Center. For instance, Thursday, February 8th, Tim O'Brien will be there. February 17th, a Saturday, Josh Ritter. And, of course, February 23rd, the CD release of Key Principles, Nathan's new album. Nathan will be there Friday, February 23rd. Martin Joseph on the 28th, a Wednesday night. And Blackie and the Rodeo Kings coming back to the West End on Monday, March 5th. Yep. Busy month and a bit for the West End. Of course, Van Morrison at the MTS Center, Thursday, March 1st. Tickets on sale. If you know the password is Morrison, if you care. If you want to go to Ticketmaster and get in on the pre-sale, the password is Morrison. And otherwise, you got to get them with all the regular folks on Friday. And, of course, March 19th, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark play the Centennial Concert Hall. Tickets for those fellas going fast, too, so get them if you want them. They won't be there much longer. And I believe that will do it for the Entertainment Guide. If you'd like your event placed here, then drop by and tell us about it or call us at 786-9782. Is that Peter Frampton doing this thing? I don't know. I'm not sure who that is. We're not going to listen to him anymore anyway, whoever it is. That's it. Entertainment Guide. So long.